Hey everybody, this is Shibani and you're listening to the podcast It's Between Us, the show where we have candid, no-filter talks about different aspects of life and try to gain something positive. Today we'll be talking about having complexes, accepting them and loving yourself. So let's start the first episode of It's Between Us.
I think almost everyone has some sort of complex that they are struggling with. Even me, I have so many complexes. My flat feet, for one, is a complex. This is like my personal opinion, but like I feel like my face itself has a lot of complexes as well. Another thing is my face is really asymmetrical, like it's not symmetrical. Like for me, if you look carefully, like if you halve it, this part of my face is like a little bit higher than my left side, and I think it's because of habit, because when I squint, I used to squint like this like all the time. No wait, so that's something that I was really stressed about. I'm still stressed about it. And yeah, so what I wanted to say is having a complex is completely normal. I could encourage you to get over that complex, but that's completely up to you. Like even for me, because I can't say that, because I get stressed from my complex as well. I try to, you know, get over it, but nah, I still stress a lot about it. So I can't say, you know, get over it, because I'm not, you know, getting over my own complex. So I become a complete hypocrite. So I can't say that. But just know that I feel the same way as well. I have so many complexes as well, so I think that's as much as I can do to let you, to reassure that, you know, I have the same problems. Not like, it might not be the same complex, but the fact that I have a complex, that is something that's completely understandable. I have a hard time looking at my own face. Like, my nose is crooked, I've got a big nose, you guys know that. My face is, it's like, lopsided. I have a bad habit of only using like one side of my mouth. So when I smile, I'd be like, just do this. So I've been trying to work on my other side a lot. But yeah, in the end, I'm just gonna say that, you know, I have a lot of complexes too. So don't worry, okay? Don't worry. You're completely fine. You're probably better than me, so completely fine.
So that was Bang Chan, or Christopher Bang from the band Stray Kids, someone that I really look up to when it comes to music. And in one of his recent lives, somebody asked him about how to deal with complexes, and this was his response. First of all, I would like to say that he is so precious. I have one thing to say. Having flaws is what makes one human. Our flaws are basically our differences, and this is what makes us unique. If everyone had the same features, it would really be a very dull world. My heart goes out to this guy, because to own up to your so-called flaws in an industry that is hyper-focused on a very convoluted idea of perfection is an uphill task. Now, what struck me the most was how everyone idolizes idols, like millions of people who look at celebrities and feel that their life is so comfortable and how beautiful they are. So many people shower their love on them, but like, no one will ever get to know what most of these celebrities are going through. And just talking about his complexes or things he used to feel or still feels insecure about, putting himself out there in front of those millions of people and giving the assurance to this one person that everyone has complexes feels more human in a way. I feel it takes a lot of courage to just even telling yourself, listing everything you don't like about yourself. But not just that, telling them to others, like so many people, is definitely a big thing. When you feel comfortable enough to talk about something which is so sensitive and personal to you, I think you're making a really good progress. And that you can accept your flaws or complexes now that you know them. First, let's start off with me listing a few of my own complexes or just things I used to be insecure about or still am. I feel I don't think of many of these, but let me still list them. Like, I have stretch marks, I don't have the most symmetrical face, which by the way, I didn't even know until that one TikTok trend with this filter. Also, I would like to say that asymmetry is the natural occurrence in the world of living. Hardly anything living is perfectly symmetrical, so if anyone else felt like bad about your asymmetrical face, then here you go. Anyways, coming back, my smile is crooked or tilted more to one side. I have crooked teeth and, well, I wear glasses. And most importantly, I may or may not have had like a good relationship with accepting my body throughout these years. But as I said, I really don't even think about most of these. But yeah, I do think about my weight sometimes. Sometimes I question myself if I should get like braces. And should I like get lenses? But I don't think about these like because I'm comparing myself or that I'm insecure, but because I genuinely want to take care of my health and care about myself. In one of my YouTube videos back in 2020, me and my best friend Anushka, we talked about our insecurities and how we are on this journey of acceptance. I will say that I have made at least some progress with how I used to see myself. Like, I don't worry about most of the things I used to worry about, and it has taken me all these years to achieve this. It's just something that takes time, and it's perfectly normal to not see progress instantly because you're cleansing your mind, which was filled with all of these thoughts for like such a long time. And you still have to battle these thoughts from coming inside once again. Because there's this little voice inside your head. It's tough, but as someone who is still on this path, I know that it does get better. So yeah, it's okay. It's totally fine if it's not happening instantly. It's a journey, trust me. So when did I first start getting aware of or like, you know, see my insecurities or like things about myself? When I was 9, I was made fun for coming to class wearing glasses for the first time. When I was only 13, I was told by some people my age that my legs are fat and that I need to starve. When I was 14, a guy told me I don't even look pretty and that no one will ever date me. When I was 19, people in my DMs, complete strangers, told me that I need to wear braces because my teeth is crooked and that it's very unhealthy, even though my doctor, my dentist, told me that I had very healthy teeth. I didn't even feel I was lacking anywhere until people told me or commented on something about me. Like back then, when I was a kid, of course I felt bad and I didn't stand up for myself, but not anymore. Now, if ever I come across like any unwanted comment, I take a stand for myself. But you know what's sad? It was so damaging to me as a kid that the exact words have still been there with me. All of them. People don't realize that it's not their place to judge someone based on their appearance, and their words can hurt someone more than they even realize. That the smallest criticism makes you feel terrible for days, and in my case even years. You feel like you will never be quite good enough. There's a sense of worthlessness that makes you try to hide the real you from the world because you think you're unacceptable. You always compare yourself with other people's qualities, and then social media makes you feel miserable because everyone seems to be happier or more successful than you. Someone's body should not be a topic of conversation. It doesn't matter whether that person is a celebrity who has publicly lost or gained weight, or if it's someone closer to you. We can't see from someone's outward appearance what they are struggling with. We don't know what people are going through based on body appearance. Nothing is gained by participating in body talk, and it can be harmful to you and others. So it's just a good idea to stop remarking and judging others. It has taken me years to practice loving myself for who I am, for accepting everything about myself and being content with it, for trying to be, if not the best, but the better version of myself. I'm now more accepting of myself in a way that I'm not turning a blind eye towards my health by preaching. I accept my body the way it is. I'm not on a specific diet and I treat myself with fast food often, and I like eat when I crave for it, but I also go on a walk. I work out at my house. Like, I have realized that accepting one's body doesn't mean you're accepting being unhealthy. It means that you're accepting that your body is a certain way and may not look perfect or as toned as others, and also knowing what is healthy for you. So what can you do when you feel insecure? Hold yourself accountable and in control. You are the one who has the complete control over what you eat and what you do. Don't let anything else drive you and try to be more responsible. Like, make fewer comparisons. If you find yourself in a position where scrolling social media is making you feel inferior, try to spend less time on these platforms and filter out any triggering content. Don't feel you have to live up to other people. Everyone is on their own path and no one really knows what struggles other people are having. Identify your own values and focus on those. Practice gratitude, be grateful for the things you have in your life, like the good things. And maybe try out meditation or just engage in something that makes you feel happier. Like for me, it's reading a book or like going on a walk. Now, Eleanor Roosevelt once said that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent, which I really agree with, because feeling inferior isn't a result of there being anything wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. You just need to start being aware of your strengths and capabilities, practice self-love, and you will soon begin to heal the part of you that feels inadequate. It is a hard journey, again, I will admit it. My growth and improvements were never the prettiest moments in my life, and it takes a lot of strength and patience to accept everything about yourself and being content. And I do believe people need to talk about this more without shoving their own ideals towards others. Everybody has their own pace in body acceptance or dealing with their insecurities in general, and we all should be supportive of each other. Not let anyone feel alone for feeling this type of way. So own your flaws and insecurities. No one's perfect, and that's okay. This is what makes us human. Give yourself a break. So we are at the end of today's episode. Thanks for listening to It's Between Us. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into today's topic of having complexes or insecurities, owning and accepting them, and being on the path of loving yourself. I hope you gained something. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or just leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening this on. Please share this episode with others who may be interested in this topic. Also, feel free to let me know what topics you would like to see covered in future episodes. Thank you again for tuning in. See you next week for a new episode. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and subscribe on my YouTube channel. Bye-bye. See ya.